Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to TFTB Finance, where we're joined by Mr. Stephen Woodcock, who's Head of Risk Management at TerraFX. How are you today, Stephen?
I'm very well, Zach. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're going to start off with the pound dollar, Theresa May's favourite currency, or cross, rather, right at the top of the recent range. Amazing.
And holding up very well at the moment. It's quite bid and supported probably at 128.60 at the moment, which I presume will continue into the weekend. Right. Possibilities we see it maybe, you know, we might play with 130, maybe, you know, just break it. But it is holding up at the moment, but I think we may, after this weekend, it may be another story.
Right, just looking, I mean, maybe you're not a big technical person, but if you just look at the other times when we were above that 200-day moving average since, say, 2014, normally a cent or two above that black line, and things start to go a bit pear-shaped.
I think the moving averages, the technicals at the moment are really a little bit of a sideshow. Yeah, they give you the levels just for the moment, but I think over the last couple, two or three weeks, we're trading fundamentals, we're trading news, we're trading France, obviously, at the moment. Obviously, we've had, you know, Korea and that in the mix as well. So that, you know, that's where we are at the moment. It's a bit hard to, you know, say, oh, we've broken this, or it's sitting on this support, we're now going, because we're definitely driven by what we're seeing in the news. So I would say what I personally think is that, if sterling goes above 130, the real levels are not till 135, 136.
They're just so short of it.
And there's, you know, the stories that central banks in Europe are buying sterling, you know, obviously because of what's going on at the moment. I'm not 100% sure about that story. I love sterling, but I have to admit that if we see sort of 132, something 132.50, something like that, which I don't think we're going to, but I think sterling is probably we're getting towards the real sell areas in cable. As far as, you know, as far as longer views go, I still think we're probably in a little bit of a range for the moment, and we've seen it, which is that 119, 118.50. And I think we'll come lower and we'll trade between around 125, 127. That will be sterling for a while. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay, let's go on to euro dollar, if you don't mind. Here, the punters going short up with the eyeballs towards 110, as you probably understand. Again, 200-day line there around 108.30, something like that. Support's coming up just above that since we broke through, so it is working a little bit, let's say. But what's your take?
My take on this is, yet again, we're sideways movement. You know, we're looking at a slightly shorter term chart, but if you take that back longer term, we've done nothing but go sideways in the euro. We've broken no levels. Yeah. It's just found a little, you know, we had that when we traded down below 106 or towards 106. I heard everyone going, oh, that's it, it's broken there, it's broken. Mm-hmm. I think to myself, well, no, we're still bottom end of the range, and it's gone nowhere all year. I say all year, for the last 18 months, really.
So you've got 105, 115, basically.
Yeah, that's right, and that's where it is. And until we come out of this, you know, these doldrums for the euro, you still play that range. And there are ranges within the range, and that's what I keep saying to people at the moment. Everyone keeps saying to me, oh, I think it's going to, you know, from here, they're talking about 112.5, 113. And downside, you know, if anyone who says it's going down says, right, it's going to go back to 106. But for the moment, you know, you're not going to see those levels for a little while, unless we get something out this weekend. So what you play with at the moment, you've got, as it stands at the moment, we've got 109.60, yeah. 109.30, and you've got 108.60, 108.20. You know, that's the jobbing range for the moment. And don't, you know, if you're getting tied up with a big wide range, you ain't going to be doing anything.
Right, okay. So I wanted to go on to the Canadian dollar, because Are the Oanda clients shored up to the eyeballs on this breakout? What's your call on this particular?
Well, you know my thoughts on this. I'm a big seller of oil, and like I've been saying for the last year, dollar caddy's going above 140. 138.30 for me is a very important number. And I just think this is onward and upward. And I personally do think we are going back probably towards the 155 level as a long-term view. But that's on the back of oil getting cheap, and I've had a couple of bets with
ominous, isn't
colleagues.
It, on that basis, that
I think, and you know, you tie it in with the oil chart, and you know, that's because obviously that's what you've got to watch at the moment. And also as well, you know, you've got Donald.
It's almost the opposite, but the Canadian seems to be leading the oil price in a way with that.
It does, but it's with that undertone there, yeah. But you know, also as well, you had Trump last week speaking about obviously the farming situation and logging in Canada, what they've done to the US. So, you know, he's going to maybe, whether he's going to target anything, yeah. I don't know. But I, for the moment, you know, purely based on oil, I'd say we're going higher dollar CAD. The Canadian's going to weaken. And also, you know, if the US do maybe start to doing anything, you know, regarding sort of lumber and stuff like that, then, it'll assist the move.
I just want to quickly on to dollar yen. I think you were a bull of this before. We've had the gap. We actually had the gap still unfilled there through basically 109.50, which is quite an achievement on such a liquid market. That's held and it's pushed higher. So presumably you're back with your dollar yen bull.
Yeah, you know, my thoughts on this are it goes much higher, and I'm still of that view. And we've done nothing really but come down to the support. You know, that 108 area, that was, you know, we knew that was where we had sort of like, if you like, we had psychological level at 110, which broke, then it went down to the proper trading area, which was 108, 108.50, and we've bounced from there. We're up, I mean, 112.5 is, 112.5 and 113.20, they're very important levels. Now, for me, between 112, probably between 12.5 and 12.70, 80, I'd probably be looking to sell it with stops if we, you know, start breaking sort of much higher. But as it stands at the moment, we're coming towards the sort of top end of the mini range. I'll put it this way. I wouldn't be buying dollar yen where we are now. Although I'm a massive bull, I think we can, you know, we still pull back. Probably still got 110.50 back in it again, 110.20. And look at it from there, you know.
Okay, let's see how we go. Stephen Woodcock, Head of Risk Management at TerraFX. Thanks for coming in today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.